how's the Lord treating you today? Just to hear, praise God. So we see that it was through his teaching, praise God, that he glorified his Father. But not only through his teaching. I'm getting ready to go back to Sunday school this morning. It was through the miracles that he performed. Also, praise God, that he was glorified. Amen. You see, he overruled the known laws of nature and with divine power healed broken and diseased bodies. Yet, Jesus never, praise God, intended for his healing ministry to become an end in itself. Oh Lord, hallelujah. Well, some of y'all know where I'm going. You see, he takes the holistic approach. It makes no sense for your body to be healed and your soul is just as sick and crippled as can be. Praise God. You see, he didn't expect healing to be an end in itself. He wants us to become born, he wants us to become true believers in him. You see, and I look at the Apostle Paul. I know y'all know Paul. There's not a person sitting in the church today who's been around church, haven't heard that name. Paul said in the 12th chapter of 2 Corinthians, amen. You know the story. He walked around and he had a thorn in his flesh. Now, y'all know what a thorn is. A thorn is something that continues to vex you. How many of y'all have ever been stung by a wasp or stung by a bee and the stinger stay in there? How many of y'all have ever been around some briar bushes and the thorn got in your hand? Amen. You couldn't see it, but you knew it was there, and it continued to vex you. But look what Paul said at 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8 through 9. He says, "For this thing I besought the Lord thrice." In other words, three times, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me. Now the he that said unto him was Christ himself. Look what he said to him. He said, "Paul, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness." Can I just help somebody out this morning? Whatever it is that you're going through, I want you to remember that's greater than he that is in you than he that is in this world. You may be at the lowest wit right now, but hold on to Jesus. Praise God. That ain't nothing but a thorn, and this too shall pass. And look what he said. Look what Paul said after getting that reassurance. He said, "Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmity." Do y'all know what he's saying? He said, "Yeah, I'm going through something right now. Yeah, my body doesn't feel good right now. My body may be racked with pain right now. Praise God, but I much rather glory in my infirmity, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." So all Paul is trying to say that he was going to hold on to God's unchanging hand. You see, in such times of trials and testing, a believer learns to concentrate on Christ Jesus more completely. Life for me, and I believe life for you, would be a dull thing if you never went through something. Oh, Lordy. Oh, I'm going somewhere, y'all. If I never experienced any trials in my life, if I never I would not know what the power of God is, because as we go through things, praise God, he lets us know that I'm that there with you. That's why he could tell David, yea, though I walk through the shadow of death, he says, what, thou art with me. I know David was the one that said it, but David was letting us know that, praise God, whatever it is that you're going through, you have Jesus with you. It's going to be all right. You see, we cannot always know the mind of God in these matters. When it is his will to exercise his miraculous healing power, we give him all the praise anyway. Praise God, for he does so always, so that he glorify himself and not man. So what am I trying to say? You're going through something. You've been hurting. You're going through some pain. Loved ones may not be acting right. Praise God, just hang in there. Amen, hang in there. Praise God, God is going to work it out. Praise God, and he's going to work it out for your good. Amen. You see, so Jesus glorified the Father, amen, by his teaching and by his miracles. But Jesus also glorified the Father in that he finished the work God gave him to do. Oh, I like this one. You see, some people do not finish anything. They start out some things with some good intentions, but as soon as they encounter some difficulties or indifferences, they throw up their hand, throw in the towel, and say, I quit. Amen. We can't have those kind of people in God's army. Yeah, you just can't. Amen. Students, I have noticed, quit school because they cannot have their way. Amen. Not realizing that me not driving a car today, me not having a couple of more dollars in my pocket today, if I stay in school, praise God, in the long run, praise God, it's going to pay off. Amen. I just have to say that. Praise God. So if you contemplating quitting school, whether it's high school, college, I better back up, whether or not it's elementary school, because you can't have your way, praise God, you better try to start focusing yourself. Praise God, because there is a thing called a long run. Amen. And you can't look at life in the short run. Amen. You see, my brothers and my sisters, can I remind every last one of us in here, if you haven't already figured it out, this Christian journey that we are on is not an easy journey. Oh, yeah. I know that somebody told you that if you give your life to Christ, everything was going to be all right. Nobody was going to lie on you no more. Nobody was going to talk about you no more. Nobody was going to backbite about you. Nobody was going to gossip on you. But let me just, right now, if you came to him under those false pretense, let me bust your bubble right now. Because this life that we walk, praise God, is not an easy life. I often ask myself, praise God, what if Jesus had given up as easy as we give up. Oh, my God. Amen. If he had given up going to the cross, if he had given up taking the beating, where would we be right now? He hung in there. Praise God. He did not give up because his was a labor of love. Jesus said in that text, he said, I have finished the work which thou gave me to do. And we find that on the cross, he said in one of his last said, it is finished. The work of redemption, praise God, that he had come down to do was completed. In other words, he had endured the cross because there was set before him the joy of a completed work. The Hebrew writer puts it this way, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. You see, the Bible indicates that Jesus found joy, praise God, in this work that was assigned to him. Yeah. Can I just digress for a minute?
Yeah.
I look at myself. Mm-hmm. I found joy when I was on active duty in the United States Marine Corps. If the balloon had gone up, I would have put my life on the line for freedom. Amen. Uh-huh. I would.
Amen.
I get joy out of what I do now.
Yeah,
amen.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
Praise God. It's not a chore.
Yeah.
It's not a burden.
Yeah.
Some people come up to me and say, man, you're working and pastoring a church, you're this, you're that, you got so much stuff going on. How in the world can you do all that?
Yeah.
I have to remind them that I get joy out of doing it. I at school, I continue to teach because I get joy out of directing the lives of these young kids that I come in contact with. I don't want them to realize that there is nothing out there that's worth having.
Yeah.
Amen. So I get joy out of the things that I do.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYTKQJO.
Awesome road until
redeeming.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
We were talking about our mind is one of the greatest weapons that God has given us. You know, we know that the mind is one of the greatest weapons that God has given us. And this is where Satan will come to fight us in our mind. You know, so the battlefield is your mind. That's where he's coming at. And you know, when Satan tried to show you that you're sick, you know, he tells you lies, you know, that your children are They're not going to make it, or they, you know, they're going to.